Calm me down a little bit. Dr. Fred Bell's sidekick show on October 7th, where I have a really out-of-control sidekick the last few shows. That would be Steve Barish, who's been squawking a lot. Hi, Steve. How's it going, man?
Good, buddy. Good.
Now,
beautiful day.
He's been squawking, right?
He's been squawking pretty good there.
Yeah. Somebody. Yeah, I don't know if it's been you. Yeah, he's not going to be able to stay on the air. Nice thing about Bella, she was really quiet. But now she'll bite you in the ear if you want something. We've got to stop that. That's just not working for me anymore, okay? That's hard on the ear. He needs a drink, but I'm not giving him anything, you know? So what's been going on in Rainland this week?
Well, it's been raining for the last 4 or 5 days here, and today was the first nice day, so I took my Cobra out. And it's nice here, Fred. Really, really nice today. It's been really beautiful. I've been really busy massaging.
I thought you were slowing down on that.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
I'm doing 3 or 4 a day now, and but I'm busy every day. So
right.
For some odd reason, I'm real busy today. I just opened up a brand new bottle of Shuatzi.
Oh, I got one right here.
Yeah.
Right, there it is. I'm probably going to put Buddy on the stand.
Took a big coffee. Swallow.
No fart.
Good bottle. I'll tell you, this stuff is really...
Everybody out there should be drinking Shuatzi.
I'll tell you, Shuatzi is so good.
Yeah.
It's really incredible stuff.
Yeah. But Buddy, I'm going to put Buddy down here on the thing, on the table. You're going to get a new stand, okay? So anyway, it's great to be having this great afternoon out here in California with the sun shining after raining for 3 days here also.
Yeah. Oh, it was raining out there also for 3 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've had to drive my little Porsche, you know, because it's a good rain car. It's got great tires for that.
Yeah.
So other than that, we've been, I've been working a little bit on Squid, working on the QBAM, working on a big deal to make this show happen all over the world kind of stuff. You know, usual shit.
Yeah.
So what's your latest claim on the receptors and projectors and everything in life?
Well, the projector... I've got two of them in my room. I lent two out. I got one back. I got to get the other one back tomorrow. I'm lending them to people to examine it and to use them, and they seem to like them a lot. So hopefully you'll get some orders.
Yeah, that'll be good. But, you know, you got enough to keep your own shop. It sounds like you need to start renting them out.
Well, I'm lending them out. You know, I have two that are permanent on the wall. And then I have two that are not permanent on the wall because I have people coming in that want to use them or borrow them or take one. And, you know, so as a matter of fact, I have one in Webster now, and I have one I just got back today, as a matter of fact. So
how much do you rent them out for, like $100 a week or what?
No, I just lend them out. So they have an idea of, and perception of what these things can do.
Well, what
and everybody
what
that everybody that's I lent them to really like them, so hopefully you'll get some orders.
Yeah, what are the typical comments?
Well, the first one I lent out to was about a month ago. Was wow, this thing really does work. You know, I mean, they could feel the energy of them.
Yeah.
And so I asked them. I said, "Well, have you gotten anything back?" And they said, "No, but the energy of it's fantastic, and we're still asking questions." And we're still learning about this, so if you don't mind, I'd like to borrow it for a couple of days. It's not a problem. So they're still using it.
You don't
so we'll
wear anything, though. You don't have any wearers to lend out, right?
No, as a matter of fact, I do. My gold receptor is being worn by, I can use the first name, but I can't use the last name, Nicole. And it really seems to be changing her life, and she's been wearing it for about 2 weeks now. So I guess we're going to get an order from her eventually. But I try to lend things out to people I know that, you know, are not going to take advantage. So it's really making a difference for her life.
Well, that's good. You know, she had some issues, obviously, that she had to deal with,
yes,
right?
Yes, she has stomach issues and different issues, and it seems to be working for her. I work on her energetically and massage her. And she's been wanting to borrow that for a long time. So I lend that out. The projector, I really don't want to lend to anybody, Fred. I think it's really, really powerful. And I don't think it's for everybody right now. The platinum projector is way, way too powerful for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. That's the top of the list, you know?
Yeah. So I think... I've talked to people about it. They know what I can do with it, and so hopefully we can get some orders from that. But the big thing is that I am lending my necklace out, and it's a very expensive necklace. But people have to get used to them.
$1,000 worth.
Yeah. And so she's been using it, and it seems to be helping her a lot, and it's changing things. It's changing her DNA. It's changing the RNA. I mean, she's had it on for 2 weeks, and I can feel the difference. I can see what's going on with her body. So she's enjoying it. But it's the only way I can really sell these items, actually have them call you and buy them. I have no interest in selling them, you know, and making a profit. I just want you to, you know, make a profit for yourself.
Well, it keeps the radio show going and, you know, the grease on the wheel.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Been doing this for 35 years. We're approaching year 36 in June.
Yep.
So I'd say, you know, I don't know too many New Age companies. As a matter of fact, I don't even know one that's as old as we are and never had a bad year yet, even from year one.
Well, you know, I believe in your products. It really works. And if I didn't, I certainly wouldn't be lending these things out and asking people how they're feeling with it. But they're really enjoying it, so it's really good. Now, I've placed my flamethrowers.
Oh, yeah, we're making those now. We're starting to produce those again.
I'm glad. I'm really glad because I've placed those differently in my room. I have the black one on the left side of the wall and the white one on the right side of the wall. And goodness gracious, they're like... It's like pure, just pure power.
Yeah, we're getting ready to make our white one for ourselves, finally, because every time we've been making it, they've been sold, you know?
Well, the white ones are really powerful, Fred. They're really, it's really something else. I don't know why the Andromedans had both of us make this thing, but it's really, really powerful. So I think you're going to be surprised by the power of it.
So what do you think now that we have a... ambassador to aliens in the United Nations. You think that's pretty cool?
I think that's really cool.
I don't know why they didn't appoint you, because you could be, maybe you could be the Andromedan Council under the UN ambassador.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of political ties with the UN. Shall we start introducing you as the Andromedan ambassador?
Well, I've been there. I've been to their planet, as you know, and I had some really good experiences. So, but the big thing is that we're trying to let everybody know that these things are real, that they're really good, and they really do a wonderful job. So that's what I'm doing now. But, of course, it'd be nice being something like that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we're getting, you know, we're getting more and more into quantum biology. Today I was working on the company that has, if anybody out there knows, call in. By the way, we need to put the call out number on.
The call out number is one.
Do it a number at a time, because a lot of people said they couldn't call in because they're too fast, and when the show
okay.
is on, they can't get out.
I'm just going to give out the one number, 888.
Yeah.
815. 9756.
Okay, now
again,
do it half as fast again.
It's 888-815-9756. And I believe they have phones that can answer just about anything over there. So
yeah, they can.
That'll be a lot of fun. And that number is 888-815-9756. And we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah,
and help you as much as we can.
I don't know why, but some people, when they're on their computer listening, are not able to access the front page. And it is a trick to it, I know. So, and a lot of people are not that computer savvy like I'm not. Stop it. So anyway,
well, I'm certainly not. So, but
yeah,
I can see it. So
they don't want to lose the show to go get the phone number. So let's start giving it out a little bit more often.
I'll do it again in another 5 minutes.
Huh?
I'll do it again in another 5 minutes. The ratings keep on going up. We have 5 minutes ago we had 12 people. Now we have 18 viewers. So it keeps on going up. I'll do it in another 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I got 23 connections over on Ustream, and it oftentimes goes up to like 1,300. So.
Wow. Okay.
But anyway, that's how it goes.
But I'm really surprised with the amount of energy. I think it's all in the flamethrowers seem to be. It's all about placement, Fred.
I agree.
And what I did was intuitively I got to put one on the left hand side of my room, which was the black one, and the right hand side I put the white one. And the energy almost doubled. So it's really powerful, Fred. It's a lot of fun to use.
Yeah, because I designed them to be red and black and green and blue.
Yeah.
You're the one that added the white one. I've never used the white one yet. I'm about to, though.
The white one's really powerful, Fred. It's I don't know why they gave us that one to make, but it seems to be really, really powerful.
Well, they sure tear the heck out of, harassment, satellite harassment, personal harassment that we get from the government.
Yeah.
Stops that in its tracks, that's for sure. I mean, it really does
sure.
a nice job.
For sure.
I don't know how it all works. The Andromedans gave it to us, but...
Yes.
These people that have electronic harassment, they don't have it for long when we have those things set up.
Well, this is really incredible, and I've got them about 3 feet off the floor, and it's really powerful. I think if I raise it up higher, it might even be more, but what I'm doing is giving it a chance to work at this level and see where it goes, and then in another month, I'll raise it up another foot or two and see what happens. But I'm playing with them now and really, really enjoying them. And they're really powerful. The energy that's coming off my hands, Fred, I've never seen before. I mean, I've actually never seen it before. I've never seen this kind of energy. So I suspect, I'm doing a lot of meditation, but I believe the flamethrower's got something to do with it, and also the projectors. Something new is happening. It's really, really powerful. So I keep on playing with it, and it really shows up. But
we worked with Colin Ross, medical doctor.
Oh, I remember him. He was a great guy.
Well, he and I are working together on the QBAM, and I've got this book. I want everybody to see it out there. It's called Human Energy Fields.
Yeah.
Colin Ross. And you can call here to order it. It's 1-800-729-2603. But he just recently got a patent on the energy that comes out of your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. So and he's got the glasses. So we're integrating that into the QBAM machine.
Right. Right.
And so that we had other feedback sources, but now you want to talk, or you want me to? So anyway, we're integrating that into the QBAM machine to get a better feedback source to trigger other function generators and this stuff that's going to be, putting energies into the body. So now we have it's going to be kind of an interesting pair of glasses, because on one side are going to be a feedback, the other side are going to get a 3D image. We have to do some modification on the glasses to do this, but I think it's been really cool. And so if a person actually changes their eye frequency, the right on the left eye, then the right eye will be changing, the generators and the Rife generators and all the stuff that's sending frequencies, the QBAM, the SPDC generator, and all these different generators sending energy into their body from different positions, including sound, and that's all going to change by the actions of their left eyes. This thing is really getting a life to it now.
Yeah, I've been playing, as a matter of fact, Fred, for the last year. I've never said anything, but I've been playing with my eye energy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm able to throw out pure white light energy right out of my eyes into the sky.
We'll be able to measure that here real soon.
I hope you can, Fred, because I'd love to find
out. Oh, we can. Right here behind me is the paperwork. This is the these are the reports, these are the different reports that that he's sending me from the patent office, and here's called electrophysiological properties of human ocular extramission. I mean, I'm showing that to everybody. These are all papers. These are all science papers that are being presented right now, and I have firsthand copies before they go out in the scientific community. That's how far in the state of the art we are. He got a patent for that about 2 weeks ago, and what's really funny is, the amazing Randy.
Yes.
And to know if anything came out of the eyes and a pair of, paraphysical mat, he would give $1 million. And remember, the amazing Randy, hello, was the guy that took over from Harry Houdini. He's the one that wanted to be the next Harry Houdini, an escape artist, and he became that.
Yeah.
But now he's got the $1 billion deal out, and basically Colin has not only proven it to him, his challenge, but he's also got a patent on it, and the old amazing Randy hasn't come up with $1 million yet. So everybody
Google
amazing Randy and ask him why Colin Ross hasn't received his legitimate $1 million. Let's see how sideways he goes on this.
Well, you know what I'd like to do, Fred? I would love. I don't know how you can measure my eyes with the energy.
Oh, we have a special sensor. We Yeah, it's an infrared sensor. We'll have that up and running soon.
If you can do that, do you think you'd be able to psychically or just hook it up so I can send the energy over? Could you measure it at that particular point?
Well, I don't know if we can do that yet, to be honest with you. It's possible, but this is all...
I would love to come out there.
We're using classic physics here, and to make these measurements...
Yeah.
Physics mean you have an electrical or electromagnetic connection to whatever, or a radio frequency connection to whatever, from whatever, using meteorological standards, and that's classical physics to make a conclusion. And so we have to do it that way to stay in the auspices of the U.S. patent, the way it's laid out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Cole and Ross could probably do something, but I think the best thing to do is you come out here and just do it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Already.
You know, I remember about 5 years ago I was telling you that I found sound frequencies around the eyes by putting my finger on the eyes around the sockets, and I was getting different frequencies.
Yeah.
Remember me talking about that?
They are in the audio. That's the funny thing about it. They run up to 48 kilohertz, but some of them do run in the audio frequencies.
Right.
Yeah.
So
You're accurate with that. Science has proven you to be right on that.
Right.
The lead in your blood there.
Yeah, there's a lot. Fred, there's really a lot that I can do out there with you if I just came out there to play around.
Well, when we get a little bit further down the line here, maybe in October, December, maybe in November, you can come out.
Okay.
I'm serious.
It'd be fun to do.
Yeah. You can stay in the guest house. It doesn't cost you nothing to be here, you know?
Well, don't say that because I might be there for a month.
Okay.
But it'd be
anyway,
fun to do. It'd be fun to use that kind of energy.
Are you enjoying the energy?
Oh, yeah. I love the energy. I love any kind of energy work that's coming down the pipe.
So what do you see coming up in the next 5 years of half a decade of world changes?
I think that more and more people are going to be waking up to a lot more energy. I think that we're going to be able to do psychic things that are actually right from the mind to another person, because I'm doing that already, and I think there's some other people that are doing it, but I think it's going to be on a grand scale, Fred.
Well, there's a lot of scientific papers out there right now that are claiming that they don't see why, as I have always said, that all computers, television sets, radios, everything that, even airplanes, motors, all of this has come from an internal process in the human body.
Right.
Someone discovered. You can't show me anything. For example, internal combustion. All right, ATP molecule. I mean, it's like, show me something that the human body doesn't do that's not a principle of what's been invented. And obviously, man cannot invent something or create something not within his own nature, and he cannot comprehend it if it's not in his own nature. So it has to be that way.
Right.
I mean, that's not spiritual. That's just plain old logic and common sense. But with that said, and Colin wrote about it in his book. I don't think, I was watching these guys, some guys the other day in martial arts that can from one inch deliver a death blow. And the guy, what I did is before I moved my hand, I started in my toe, it moves up through my ankle, my leg, and just a wave went out. It's just a spontaneous motion of my body because I've just added the chi force to it for every set of muscles it goes through.
Right.
Okay, with that kind of training with the mind, all right, and, you sit down, and how many people sit down and meditate on telephone for 10 minutes? Sit down I'm going to be a human telephone.
Right.
Pretty soon, people can make phone calls from their head. I really see that. And 10 years from now, I think that's going to be possible. Because if people are using cell phones 10 years from now, they're going to be dead of radiation poisoning anyway from all the tumors in their brain.
There's so much that's happening now, Fred, with energy. I just, to be able to see what I see, I'm looking at the cells, I'm looking at the DNA. What I've been able to do with DNA, but I think 10 years from now, this stuff is going to be just...
You should have realized
the stuff
that
we're doing now, the stuff that we're playing with now is going to be passé compared to what we're going to be doing in 10 years.
I agree. And you should have seen me back when I started Paradyne in 75 with the one pyramid.
Yeah.
Not having a clue where this was going to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then we got that Channel 2 CBS spot because the girl was wearing a pyramid on her head, trying out movie part in Hollywood High School, which she got in 1975. She got the part because she wore the pyramid. She got me a lot of fame. They came down the next Saturday. It was Friday, Saturday. They were at my house. They filmed me, and then Monday was on the news. I mean, that's how Paradyne started, right there in good old L.A. with no exposure except the biggest news media because we were so friggin' bizarre with what we did. And people loved it. They were just looking for it, and it never stopped. It's to this day, it's still there.
Yeah.
On a higher, you know, more intense level now because of our products. But that's what launched this thing. I had no clue where this was going.
Well, I think that the people that are starting to wear these products, and I really truly believe it, that they're really dealing in a much higher level of energy, much higher. The consciousness levels are really, really going up. And I think it's really important. And to be honest with you, I think people are going to be starting to deal with atomic structures. Things are going to be happening, Fred, that people can't even they can't fathom yet.
That's no problem. Now, how about your clients when you talk to them like this? What do they think?
Well, Fred, you know, when they're down on the table and I'm starting to work on them, I can run my hand over the body within 5 seconds. I can just absolutely, you know, the energy from their chakras comes out pure white light.
Yeah.
And I see the chakras as pure white light when I'm done. And I think it's really important that people realize that there are people out here that are doing that kind of work, that are doing it out of love. And the biggest thing that I can tell people, as you know, is to deal from the heart. And most people can't even fathom that plan. You know, when I had my program on Saturday nights and I was dealing with people and helping people, the first thing I would do was open up their hearts.
Yeah, that's
and
important.
They could feel the changes going right through their complete body. But most people don't do that. Most people just feel on a different kind of level when you have to really go through the heart. And that's the best thing of all. And the nuclear receptors and the new receptors, that should really open them up to the heart.
Yeah, and the new cross model is coming out next week.
That's got to be great.
Finally, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's getting pretty exciting as to what's going on here. There's a lot of things going on that I won't share with you on the air, but I'll tell you offline that are promotions are coming behind what we're doing now. And I'm not paying for it. I'm not advertising. There's just some big promoters out there that really think this needs to go to another level, and I'm really blessed to be in their presence.
I think it should go to a different level. Fred.
You'll see a big shift by in what I'm talking about by the 1st of November.
Yeah.
So we're rocking and rolling on all levels.
That's really important, Fred.
Trying to get back into the music. I know I'm going to be doing some music here soon. I've got this huge record contract with Peter Rapleston of Rapleston Records.
Wow.
His dad did Easy Rider, and I had the two motorcycles from Easy Rider in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
Exact ones that were in the movie because those were crashed, but ones that Peter Fonda made afterwards. And now we're really blessed to be where we're at, but we work our butts off out here. You know what I mean? Every day, get up and like Mikkel last night was working, and she went to bed 4 o'clock in the morning because she was working with clients in Australia and places.
Right.
Went to bed at 4 o'clock. I mean, that's the kind of how busy we are, you know.
She's a good kid.
Are going nuclear over our stuff, and because it's a nuclear receptor, I guess she's expected to go nuclear, right? Go ahead and give that phone number out in case people want to call in with any topic about anything.
Yes, it's 1-888-815-9756. And that number will get you into their main lines, and you can call as many times as you want, everybody. So please give us a call. We're more than happy to help you either with healing or we're happy to help you with the nuclear receptors because there's a lot to talk about with these new receptors.
Yeah, and I'll do any topic. I don't care if you want to talk about the Queen Mary, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care what boat, what airplane, or what. I do any topic. I love them. And if I don't know the topic, I say, I don't know that topic. Then I'll put them over to you, and you probably know it.
Yep.
Between the two
it's
of
a lot
us,
of fun to do.
Oh, we can handle anything, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, we like that, but people have to have a little bit of an incentive to get excited. Of course, this is the first day of the new moon, and typically on the first day of the new moon, people are detoxing from the things they did during the full moon that they shouldn't have done,
mm-hmm.
because that's when people
mm-hmm.
partay a little bit harder than normal. And you're truly not accepted. And then during the new moon, they have to detox, and that takes about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah,
this is the 7th, and so about the 12th, 13th, they'll be starting to loosen up. The general public is susceptible to these lunar energies. That's why we made the irradiator systems, the quad systems.
Yes.
With the Omnion and the Master Crystal, it allows the body to overcome that little, you know,
foray,
if you might call it. And people typically party the hardest the last week of the full moon, not the first week.
Well, we follow, the Jewish people follow the new moon.
Yeah.
We go by moon time, and Rosh Chodesh, which is the name of the new moon, will be tomorrow night at 8:20.
Rosh Chodesh?
Rosh Chodesh, yes.
Chodesh.
Chodesh, yes.
So it's like Rosh Chodesh.
That means Rosh Chodesh. It means new moon, so...
Yeah,
you're right on
the proper way to say it, probably like Rosh Chodesh, like that. Is that how you say it?
Rosh Chodesh.
But I mean, that's how the Jewish people with the right accent say it?
Who knows? I believe so.
That's why Rosh Chodesh, you know. Probably how he spelled. He's a German-Jewish guy who was incinerators after World War II. He's a crazy guy. 8 million, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his son, my Uncle Jay, had a big company, embezzled a whole bunch of people in Buffalo and all over New York State. And so the millions that my grandfather made paid off the policy so Jay didn't go to jail. That's my family, baby. Win a little, lose a little.
That's good. I had a lot of fun when I was out there. I've been out there twice, and you guys really put on some beautiful shows.
Yeah, we'll do some more.
Really, really good shows. It was always been a lot of fun.
I don't know when the next show is. We'll do that show if you want
to
do it.
Yeah,
I'll let you run the booth. You know, if you want to do shows, you start looking them up. They're all over the country. I don't mind flying in and doing a lecture if you want to be there to make the sales. And you can have the profit. I mean, you can have the lion's share.
Well, that would be fun to do, Fred, if I just didn't. I'm sort of getting tired doing massages.
Well, then that might be time for you to do this.
Maybe it might be time for me to do something like that. You're right.
There's a lot of shows. Like, for example, Mark Becker, who's a dear friend of mine, and over 32 years, does that show, you know, as you know, and coming up on the 15th at the New Yorker Hotel. And then he does another one that's in March down in the New Yorker, and he does one in April or so down in Florida, in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done all those shows, and I love that Florida show. I actually met Alice Cooper at one of those shows.
Really?
He was playing next door to us. Yeah, and I was in one room lecturing in the next window over, next building, the next door over. He's in there doing a concert with all his dark.
Right. Well,
Alice Cooper's fabulous. And
So
we have a lot of fun down in Miami when we go down there. I haven't been there in years. I just love the place. I just love the vibe down there.
Oh yeah, it's nice. South Beach is really great.
There's a bunch of shows over they're all over. There's some in a lot of stuff goes on in Sedona. You were gonna go there, right?
I'm gonna go there in the wintertime, Fred. I decided not to go in the fall because it's so pretty here in the fall. And
yeah.
I asked a guy, a good friend of mine, do you mind if I come in the wintertime? Because it gets very cold here. It'd be nice going out there and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it gets cool in Sedona too, but not that cold. It's probably down the.
Yeah, well, it's not Buffalo weather, so.
No.
It's
Buffalo
really nice.
Weather. I lived in Buffalo.
I know you did.
661 Claremont Avenue. Go visit it. It's still there. 61 Claremont Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buffalo. Hello, Buffalo, New York.
I'm going to be in Buffalo
tomorrow.
So.
And try to jump over the falls, but I didn't have the nerve.
They have a museum there with people that have gone over the falls in barrels, but
I've been to the Buffalo Museum.
Yeah.
Isn't that out by Delaware Park?
Yep.
Yep, that's what I thought. I lived out by, well, we weren't too, my grandfather lived on Delaware Avenue out by Delaware Park, and I did my first, I have like three beautiful radio control sailboats here that I use on my on my private pond that I have, or lake or whatever.
Yeah.
And I started building those sailboats back in my grandfather Heckman's garage, the Jewish guy, and then taking them to Delaware Park. And we didn't have radio control in those days, at least I didn't have it, so we had to set the sail and the rudder a certain way, and then you'd have to run the way the lake is in Delaware Park. I'd be on the south side, launch the boat to go to the north side, have to run up a bank, cross over an overpass where the street was, come back down into the park and intercept the boat. It was so cool. And I went on Google the other day, and, you know, Google Earth with the cameras, and I did that, and that little scenario that I used to do was still there. And they have, I could see where I used to launch my boat when I was like 6 years old, 7 years old, 5 years old, run up the bank, which is the park, up to the street, cross the bridge on the street, then back down the bank into the park. You follow how that would go?
Yes, yes.
And catch the boat, and that was a big lake. And then sometimes the wind would shift, and I'd have to walk, you know, eighth of a mile to figure out where the boat was coming in. So
right.
Never forget that, you know, and I built some big sailboats. I mean, these things had like 5 foot, 4 foot masts on them.
Wow.
I'd get, take a sheet, you know, this is what you did. You put a sheet on there. You get some cotton string and you make a mast. You know, I used to go to the hobby shop and buy a dowel stick, you know, and then those little loops, little tiny loops you put in there and hook up one into the dowel stick and one into the mast so it swiveled on that.
Right.
And the rudder was basically a big piece of flat wood with a nail coming from a big long skinny nail coming from the top to the bottom that went right through this piece of wood, and you just so stiff you could put the rudder any way you wanted and it would stay that way.
Cool.
Yeah, I built a lot of boats that way, and I built them out of a solid, you know, 2x4s usually.
Yeah.
I glue them together and then make them all shiny, because like maybe 3 2x4s, 2 feet long would be a boat, and you glue them together and you had to sand them all down so they look like a sailboat, and then get a piece of metal and hang it on the bottom for the keel. I forget how I used to make my keels. I had some way of doing that. It was pretty clever, but I don't remember what it was. Because if you don't, the boat tips over.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
You know, they have a great museum, an art museum in Buffalo. It's called Albright Knox.
Yeah, I don't think I've been there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful museum, just absolutely beautiful. And but that's in the University of Buffalo area. It's really, really beautiful section.
Yeah,
but,
the museum over at Delaware Park is on the south side of the lake, up on the hill there. You know, it was a great museum.
Yeah.
I love museums. I grew up as a kid. Everywhere I went to a museum. When
that's beautiful. I know
that.
When
I was 9 years old, Ann Arbor, I won the contest for selling the most newspaper prescriptions for the Detroit News.
Really?
They took me over to Washington, D.C., and I just ran away from the crowd and went right into the Smithsonian and lived in there for 2 days. I did go to the house and the president's office and all that, but when I got to that Smithsonian, they couldn't get me out of there.
Yeah.
And then when I had my electronics company, every time I went to Washington to work for, you know, I'd go down to the NSA place, or I'd go to the Langley where the CIA was, or I'd go to Quantico and work in there, and a couple of Army bases that are there. As soon as I got a moment off, I'm in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
I love this place. It's awesome.
That's really cool.
So go ahead and put the phone number out again in case somebody wants to call in. I guess everybody's bashful tonight.
Yes. That phone number is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. But we're having a lot of fun tonight. This is really good stuff.
Yeah. Buddy Boo's being quiet.
Now, what happened to him? He was making a lot of noise in the beginning. Maybe I better not say anything.
Well, I've been having heart-to-hearts with him, you know, and finally mellowed out. He just got mellowed. He got a little shalusi. That helped him, too. But sometimes you get wired on that, don't you, babe? Yeah, he's his own bird, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, when we get into heavy topics and the flow gets heavy, he gets real quiet. I think he squawks when we're not doing what we're supposed to do and it's boring and he doesn't like what we're saying, you know. He wants to hear the heavy stuff. Once you get there in the spiritual heavy stuff, it gets real quiet and listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an amazing bird.
Yeah.
I think I'll have a little shawoozy now. I'm having some right now. Look at that. Woo, shawoozy.
Good.
I'm getting ready to reorder a bunch of it because we've been selling a lot of shawoozy. Everybody
well, when
wants.
You get ready, tell her to send me about 10 bottles because I'm down to my last bottle.
Okay, then when do you want them sent?
Maybe in about a month.
Okay, no problem.
I'm down to my last bottle now. I just opened it before the show.
But that ain't going to last long. How long does a bottle of shawoozy last?
Could last me a month.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a teetotaler with it.
No.
Best
no.
I can do is a week on one of these.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I drink, I don't know, a couple ounces every night.
Good for you.
Then sometimes, like, if I'm running out to lunch, I got a little bit of a growl in the stomach. They're really good for settling your stomach. I don't know if you know that or not, but if you have an acidic stomach,
yeah,
it's incredible on these things. You'll never get cancer drinking this stuff because your pH level is going to be too high, which is good.
Yeah.
I get a growling stomach, you know, or gas.
Right.
Hey, no, you're not drinking this. And I drink a shot of this, and that's gone. I mean, it's
that's great.
Gone.
That's
everybody
great.
Gets a little gas, and I look at these commercials called Gas X on TV.
Yeah.
I say, man, if they take shawoozy, you get a buzz, you know, and you get rid of the fuzz.
Yep.
You know, big buzz, no fuzz. And once you have this stuff, it cleans your liver out. Oh, yeah. I mean,
no, it's really good stuff. I mean, I drink it, and I really like it a lot.
It's the eyesight immediately. You ever notice how when you drink
yes.
it for 3 days, you can see clearer, everything's brighter
yep.
and everything?
Yep.
When you, everything, you know, that's vitamin A. And hey, anytime that you have a high vitamin A substance in your body,
mm-hmm.
is pretty much the highest vitamin frequency-wise because it affects your 400 to 700 angstrom level of eye vision, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you have that cleared out, because half the stuff you eat in the food chain destroys that vision, shawoozy opens it. You know, boy, are you shining. You know, when I used to go on fast for like 10 days and stuff,
uh-huh.
colors would be so bright, it's like I need sunglasses. I don't even wear sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in the desert now, I don't wear sunglasses because I don't need them. You know,
yeah.
sunglasses are people that can optically handle the frequencies of the pure light coming from the universe.
Yeah.
And it comes through the sun, a lot of it. I've never
a lot of vitamin C. There's a lot of vitamin C and different things in the sun.
Yeah, but vitamin A is the one that's
vitamin
the
D,
on.
Actually.
Yeah.
Vitamin A
is very necessary for the ocular nervous network, and the fact that it works up on the front, the top end of the hydrogen atom, which is the red section, right up to the nucleus. And if you think about it, the eyes are at the top of the head, and you know the violet, which is the base of the spine, is at the bottom of the spine. It makes sense for the red frequency, you know, the infrared, to you know be the most important frequency on the body. And
well,
when science was discovering, you know, this red shift, blue shift, whether it's
yeah.
far as moving away or close, it was done through the infrared spectrum analysis called Doppler. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Now, if you want to have a lot of fun,
yeah.
you can actually breathe through your eyes.
I haven't done that other than when I spray HGH in them. Like almost.
Yeah, what I do is I just focus, and I actually breathe in the air right through my eyes, and you can change it to anything you want. And actually, it'll go right down to the bottom of your spine.
Yeah.
So you can focus it anywhere as you want to, and it really does work, Fred.
Oh, I know.
You can feel the cool air going through your body. So, you know, it's really cool stuff. There's
a
lot to do with the
eyes.
The
first time I ever did that, when I took our HGH, which is hemotrope from the eye lily, which is grown from hydroponic plants. It's a natural
mm-hmm.
thing. It's a natural form of human growth hormone and it's not a amino stack and all this other stuff. They sell you claiming that HGH is the real thing. We have it. I spray
yep.
it in my eyes. And you know how when your eyes are, like, tired at the end of the day,
yeah.
a little blurry, or if you stayed up late at night and you get up in the morning and things are a little blurry?
Right.
Stuff in your eyes, and you know, that's what human growth hormone do. It makes you younger. It tightens up the cells. It tightens up the molecules of the body. And, boy, you're seeing... I can spray that stuff in my eyes when I'm wearing glasses and take them off for a few minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it works that good. That's why we sell a lot of HGH. I use it.
Yeah.
I love to spray it in my eyes. Well, you know, for hormonal use, you spray it under your tongue. I like to spray it under my tongue and in my eyes.
Hmm.
In fact, after this show, I'm going to spray my eyes a lot.
That's cool.
And come and try it. You use HGH, right?
Yes, I do.
Spray it in your eyes.
I'll try that.
Are you using ours?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, spray it in your eyes.
Of course, I always use it.
Got any right in front of you?
No, I have it in my closet, Fred, with my other vitamins and minerals.
Oh,
and stuff.
Closet cut. You're a closet vitamin cleaner, right?
Yep.
HGH is great.
Yep.
Yeah, hemotropin is, it was developed 50 years ago to save the lives of children, that would have died because they didn't have it, and it saved a lot of lives, but unfortunately they were getting it from deer antlers.
Mm-hmm.
Deer antlers, of course, there was a side effect. If the deer was infected with the equivalent of mad cow disease,
mm-hmm.
then the kid would die from that. So that about 10% of the kids that they saved their lives actually died later of the mad cow disease.
Yeah.
Because of the which is a shrinking of the shutting down of the brain. But anyhow, now today it's not like that. Today they don't use deer antler. They use actual, the FDA put out a bulletin saying that this is a widow and orphans drug, meaning there's only about 250,000 people in the country that actually need it. And so they said that whoever gets it will get a lifetime patent. And
mm-hmm.
Eli Lilly
mm-hmm.
and one other company, I forget the name of them, both got the 400 or 100, and, I forget how many amino acids. I think it was 193, maybe way off on that. But anyway, they got the amino acids right. The other
mm-hmm.
company was one amino acid off. Yeah, a little
wow.
done. And so they, as a result, we get ours from Eli Lilly,
mm-hmm.
and it's hydroponically grown, organically grown, and it's from plant protein. It's all a protein
right.
thing. You know, I think
right.
it's 193 amino acids, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's just too many numbers to keep in my head these days. I guess I'm getting senior moments. Who knows? But anyway, and maybe I'll amplify the numbers with those. It'll be a benefit to all mankind if I had those. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
anyway, that's the way it goes. And I use the stuff. I did the injections for a while. And
really?
Yeah, I did them for about a year and a half. $10 a shot, $8 if you're a doctor. I got them for $8.
Right.
You do one a day. So do the math. It's, $1,000 a month.
Wow.
I had done the spray, and then I got turned on to the injections, and then I went back to the spray because I found the spray worked better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could party harder. I could work out longer. I felt better. I require less sleep on the spray.
Right.
I'll tell you a sad story, a really sad story, an alcoholic
okay.
story. I'm not really able to drink hard liquor. It just doesn't work for me.
Okay.
But when I...
Hold on, Fred. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
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 This is Rach from Australia.
How's Australia? How's the Aussie doing? Shrimp on the barbie.
Doing well. Been trying to get through all day, Fred, but it's the last hour, but it's quite difficult on the toll-free number. It's all busy.
Yeah, we have another number, but I'm glad you're through. So what part of Australia center? Where are you at in Australia?
In Melbourne.
Okay, Melbourne. Good. I've been.
Yep.
Great.
So I've got one of the sterling silver receptors.
Yeah. How do you like it?
And I'm looking at getting one of the projectors at the moment.
Oh yeah, you need a projector. How do you like the receptor?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I was diagnosed with HIV about 4 years ago.
HIV.
And,
yeah.
So that was my main. Yeah, that was the main reason I got it.
And what happened?
Well, my results keep getting better and better and better, so kind of focusing on removing it.
So how far, what results specifically are you looking at that get better? I mean, your white blood cell count, obviously, right?
Yeah, that's right. So
yeah,
my
and with your white blood cell count, is it lowering now? Okay.
No, it's getting higher and higher. So like my immune system, my CD4 count.
So your what?
My CD4.
Okay. And your energy level is doing what?
I'm wearing the receptor, and the virus is nearly almost inactive in my system now.
But the white blood cell count has not come down yet.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll tell you why. Because if the receptor is allowing your body to remove the HIV, then there's a lot more dead cells to process, and that's why the white blood cell count will stay higher. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, definitely.
So, in other words, there's more brooms being white blood cells sweeping out the garbage, because you're creating a lot of garbage now. It's like spraying ants with a poison. There's a lot of dead ants. So you're going to have a lot of dead germs in your body. Yeah, that makes sense. So you feel better? How's your eyesight? Is it better? Is it the same or what?
What was that, sir?
Your eyesight. Did it affect your eyesight any at all?
I noticed, like, when I started wearing it, that I started perceiving light and colors completely differently.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't noticed anything graduate, like, major since then.
Well, it won't be a lot, because HIV will dim your eyesight a bit. So if you're noticing more color spectrum, that means it's increasing. That's great. It's good to hear that. Congratulations.
So, I'm looking at getting one of the sterling silver, possibly with a gold-plated projector.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was chatting to Mikkel earlier about it this week. I've also got a friend who's after one of the Ruby Ankh receptors.
Oh, that the Ankh? Are you kidding? I would kill for an Ankh right now. Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I heard you on the show last week.
I don't have one. I've got my old platinum one. I just can't afford one. I have to have a gold one with a platinum bridge, and that's just a lot of my price league get right now. I'm just like you. You know, I got a budget. I don't care if I own the company.
Yeah,
I have a budget. I can't wait to get an Ankh.
Yeah,
everybody
that's supporting
them just screams. I mean, they go crazy over them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So I'm wearing zircon at the moment. Do you reckon I should get the same one in the projector, or?
Yeah, I would just stay with, if that's working for you, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yep.
Zirconian silver projector, and get out all zirconian Ankh. Oh, they're beautiful. 22 zircons on there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
And that'll keep you in your budget, and you won't have to worry about, you know, changing them. They'll just work, you know?
Yeah. So with the projector, it should be, you should really just, my ability to kind of manifest and stuff around me is picking up. I notice it getting stronger and stronger all the time, but I'm thinking that I'm really ready for the projector now, and that's probably going to push me over the edge into the manifesting kind of.
Yeah, that's cool. You'll manifest plenty. Believe me, I manifest. I just get near my projector and manifesting starts. I'm getting to the point where I got to be careful if I don't get too close to it, because when manifesting starts for me, these are projects, jobs, offers, and I can't do everything that people are offering me. You know, and people are throwing stuff at me every day, and it's great. I really praise the Lord or the universe or whatever for that opportunity, but I can't even answer all the calls that I get that are really great, you know, which is a good place to be in, you know. And that's what happens to everybody when they do this stuff. They all get that.
Fred, it's 8:58.
Yeah, we better get off the air, you know.
Thanks, guys. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, I wish you'd call in earlier. I'm glad, now you found the formula. Give us a call, next week or something, and then we'll talk some more.
We'll
I really appreciate your call all the way down from Australia land.
Thanks, Fred. Bye.
Thanks. All right. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Overtime, as usual. We're in overtime, you know, like, oh, who's going to win, the Colts or the Giants, you know? Anyway, we've been, Steve, put your phone number out, and we're going to be off the air.
585-746-8321. Thanks, Fred.
All right. See you in a bit. And my number is 1-800-729-2603, fredbell@theranine.com. Google us if you don't remember Fred Bell. We'll be back at the same time next week, Thursday, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Thank you.